everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of our second season of Red Card. This season, we are bringing real stories to the table. Stories of regular people, just like you and I, who have experienced the difficulties of breakups. On our last episode, we spoke about Isaac, who had dated a girl in uni and basically left the relationship because he had gotten bored. If you haven't listened to it or our previous episodes, please do yourself a favor and go and check them out. Today, we have another story from a young man. He has chosen to be anonymous, and so we will respect that. Let's call him Femi. Sometimes in a relationship, there can be a lack of growth, and this is what happened in Femi's case. Are you ready to hear his breakup story? Let's go. Femi says, "Our relationship was off and on for about a year and a half. The relationship ended because it felt like we were not a match, in the sense that the relationship was not growing. I kept on expecting it to grow, but it wasn't happening. It was just stagnant. She also felt like it wasn't enough and that she wanted more, and she wasn't getting that. I don't regret it because it was one of the best relationships I've ever been in. There was mutual respect and she was smart. It was a very, very good relationship. The relationship helped me grow and helped me understand the things that I want from relationships. So now, I don't really go into one unless I am really sure. Now, this might sound sad, but I'd rather just be friends with benefits and just plunge myself into a relationship unless I'm sure that's the person I want to be with. And yes, we still talk. We are very good friends. So, what did we learn from this? I appreciated the story a lot simply because you can see that there was a lot of respect in this relationship. Even though it ended, these are two people that had a lot of love for each other and respect enough to be honest about their feelings. Sometimes, people will want more out of their relationship, but instead of them to say so, they just keep quiet and they don't communicate. Next thing you know, days turn to months and months to years. In all that time, resentment continues to build and things start to turn nasty. Disrespect becomes the order of the day, and something that started off with love and respect turns into something very, very ugly. And trust me, you don't want to deal with that. I appreciate that Femi's ex-girlfriend was able to see that she wanted more out of the relationship. And as she wasn't getting it, she was strong enough to walk away. You have to know your worth. You have to know when it is time to leave. I also appreciate that Femi was also able to recognize and realize that the relationship wasn't growing. And now it has brought him to a place where he is able to see that one should not just jump into a relationship. You shouldn't just be in a relationship because it's comfortable or because it's familiar. And that is what some people do. They stay in situations that they know is not leading anywhere, is not growing anywhere, because it's familiar. This is someone they know. You know, why try to see what the streets is saying? The streets do be rough though. But don't stay in a situation and just because it's comfortable and familiar. It takes intention and a willingness to commit to be in a relationship. And you have to be able to commit to do everything to make it work. I'm really trying to do a reset on some of the perceptions that a lot of you may have on relationships. Some people think it's all about the gifts and texting and having someone that will greet you good morning every day or send you money. If that is your mindset, please change it. Because those things are temporary. They're material. And while those things can be really exciting to receive, relationships are much more than that. It's not a decision that you make on a whim. It's a decision that you make with intention. Relationships are hard work, and it's high time that people realize it. When I say hard work, I don't mean that it should feel strenuous, but it's definitely something that needs constant work in terms of communication and honesty and a commitment to continue to follow through, even when life happens, because life will happen. And sometimes your partner might not be at their best. You yourself might not always be at your best. Would you want the person to just X at that point? Of course not. Now, I'm not saying you should tolerate nonsense. No. If someone is acting out or not giving you what you want and you have expressed that and the person still has not changed or is not willing to do better, then do yourself a favor and leave. You will find another that will align with where you are at. Anyway, let us end this episode before I get on my soapbox. That's it for today. Thanks for sharing your story with us, Femi. Did you guys enjoy this episode? Can you relate to his story? Have you ever been in a relationship that you felt wasn't growing? How did you deal with it? Please share with us on our social media platforms and also on Jamit. Once again, thank you for listening and keep following us through this season to hear all the different stories of heartbreak we have to share. Till next time, lovers. Bye.
The Red Card Podcast was produced by Stanley Agbadigo. Written by Dolapo Akitoye. Mixed and mastered by Stanley Agbadigo. The Red Card Podcast is a Jamit original.